Robin,
Hi.
what are you doing down there? Over there? Back there? Back
Back,
there,
I'm
that's the
back here.
one.
I just thought I'd just sit here, see what it was like.
Okay, you're not in a mood.
No, of course not.
Right.
Why would I be in a mood?
It's kind of weird though, because now I can see two thirds of your face instead of just the
Yeah,
top third.
because when I'm close,
Just see your eyes.
Just see my eyes.
Yeah.
That's quite nice, actually. I'm looking over the screen and I can just see just the bridge of her nose and her eyes.
I don't know where to go with this now. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Right.
What about if I go like that?
Hello.
Hey!
It's
Woohoo, hello.
Oh, thanks, everybody.
That, my friends, is how you do radio.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening, thinking, I really want to get into radio, what kind of material should I do? Visual stuff. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hi, good morning. It's High FM.
New phone, who dis?
Oh, genius. Genius. Press the button. We can't get better than that.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
If you would like to email this excuse for a radio show, then do it through the website, highfmradio.com. We get loads of emails. Nuno, Uncle Nuno.
Uncle Nuno.
Uncle Nuno. And Uncle Nuno is the manager. In fact, he's the cluster general manager down at the Park Inn.
Oh, yes.
And he's lovely. We love Uncle Nuno. He knows how to play it.
He really does.
He really does.
I like that about him because he's smooth.
He's smooth. He knows it. And he doesn't mind us knowing that he knows it.
Everyone knows it. We all know. Same page.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the emails. He's been on his holidays.
And this is the best subject.
The subject is Uncle Nuno's back in town.
Back in town.
And it says, good morning, George. Good morning, Robin. Hope you guys are doing well. It's a nice start, isn't it?
It's a really nice start.
Just to keep you posted, that Uncle Nuno.
I love the way he's put it.
Bowls. He's back in town after a short break. Back in business, having lots of fun already.
He is. I've seen his social media.
Right, so that means he's back at the Park Inn.
Yep.
And then this is where it happens for me. And I just sit back and I look at the email and I go, yeah, he knows it.
Yeah,
he knows it. Next sentence. Park Inn Muscat and the team are doing great. Looking forward to catching up with you very soon. Come around to the Sama Terrace with our AC cooling system this summer, having nice, refreshing drinks.
There it is.
There it goes. Uncle Nuno, ladies and gentlemen, from the parking.
Woo-hoo!
Let's hear it for you.
Turn it up! This is High FM.
Hello, High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, boy. Good morning.
Oh, is it you? I didn't even know. George, quick.
Coming.
Guess who's on the phone? There's a man on the phone.
Boring!
Boring!
Maris is on the phone.
Alright, morning, boring. Actually, I'm calling you for a boring joke. Anyway.
A boring joke.
Exactly.
Here we go.
We're going to act it out, and I think you're going to put it on the radio. People
Dude,
understand it.
What is wrong?
What's happening?
What's wrong with your phone? It sounds awful.
I don't know what's wrong, but I'm so close to the pure building, and I'm talking to you, and it's pretty.
Are you standing outside the building?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
He's standing inside the building.
he's not under the desk again, is he?
Guys, come on. I miss you. Not every day. Anyway.
Get to the point.
Have you got a joke?
Boring joke.
You keep taking
me. Well, come on, then!
Anyway, to save trees, you don't have to go after the paper and the margins. Reduce the number of teachers.
Pardon?
Reduce the number of teachers and report for
Good one. Good one.
Are you really laughing?
Yeah, really. Yeah. That was hilarious. Hilarious.
Oh, Mary's did a funny.
Love it.
Anyway, you have a good one.
Okay, you too, boring Maris. See you later.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. Do you have any idea what he said?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Did you not? Were you fake laughing?
Yes, of course I was.
Oh, okay. No, he said, to reduce the amount of paper that we use,
you
don't have to worry about the margins. Just have less teachers so they'll use less paper. That was the joke.
Yes. I knew it.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up!
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. how many more trees would there be on this planet if there were no margins put on sheets of paper?
Why does that make a difference?
Well, think about all the incredible waste of paper.
Yeah, but they're not going to make the paper smaller if the margin goes.
No, you just use less, wouldn't you, if there was no margins on the paper? Mm. You make a sheet, you immediately make it, so there's a piece of it that you can't use.
Is this what you think about when you're not at the radio station?
If you don't put the margin on, imagine how much paper would be saved. Margins are only ever used by teachers and proofreaders of first draft reports.
It still has to be neat, though. You're going to have that.
Yeah, but you can do that. No one else uses them. No one else uses margins. So let's get rid. You all right?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know these ridiculous quizzes?
That you love so much.
Yeah, so I've just done one, which is telling me about my next boyfriend.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I've got the rich guy.
All right.
You got the man with the money who tempts you with his charming smile and expensive taste.
Lucky you.
While this relationship is a whirlwind of luxury gifts and flattering compliments.
Oh, wow. George. George. It's reality calling. George. Hello.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on. On High FM.
Is this your bit that you saved? You were telling me in the car this morning.
Yes.
That you went save it.
Yes.
Right. Go for it. You can start.
Road trip at the weekend.
Road trip. Yeah. Is this weekend coming?
Yes, with a couple of friends of mine.
You're going up the mountains, aren't you?
Well, so I thought.
That's what you told me.
That's also what I told my parents when I spoke to them at the weekend.
Okay.
I said, I'll go up the mountains to look at turtles this weekend. And they went, George.
Ah. You never said turtles. I would have pointed out the fatal flaw in your plan.
Yeah, it's my going, darling, are you sure?
Just say that again. just say that again.
Just listen back to it. So it turns out it might not be a mountain trip.
Well, or it might be a mountain trip with no turtles. Or it might be a turtle trip with no mountains.
It's taken me a week to work this out, though.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Mate, you should have come to me sooner. You got to get...
Worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Still a bit squeaky chair.
Yeah, I have. I didn't think you'd notice that. But I would not like that to take from this story. My wife, whom I love dearly, completely ruined our wedding anniversary last night.
What did you do?
No, I didn't do anything. It's what she did. Now, our wedding anniversary is today. 7 years we've been married, and we went to bed last night, and we were lying there, and then she reached over, she turned on her bedside lamp, she sat up, and she looked at me, and she went, darling, I went, yes. She went, happy wedding anniversary for tomorrow.
That's nice.
And I looked at her, and I went, yes, same to you.
Forgotten, had you?
She said, you do remember, don't you? And I looked at her, and I think I got away with it all right.
You didn't.
And I went, of course, how could I forget? The best day of my life is on the 9th of July.
Oh, okay.
And she said, look, I've booked a place for us to go out. Now, I'd wondered what that was in our diary.
Right.
And I said to her, great. I haven't put it in the diary because I wanted it to be a surprise.
Seriously?
And then she said, oh, really? Have you booked somewhere? And then I said, and I think this line really did it for me.
You mean lie?
And I said to her, I went, you would have ruined it if I actually planned something.
You basically had got caught in a lie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I
lied about remembering it.
George,
you lied about organising something.
No, no.
And now you're stuck in the corner that you've made yourself.
I really think I got away with it,
right? I really don't think you did.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
So what do I do to get out of nearly forgetting my wedding anniversary?
Two words.
Yeah.
Expensive and jewellery.
No, I can't get that. Because I'm sticking to the traditional lists of gifts.
Right, because you're innately mean. Is that the reason?
And the seventh year is wool. I have to buy something with wool.
Really?
Yeah, I can't get her a jumper because it's 40 degrees.
What else do you make out of wool?
A wool? I don't know. Get her a ball of wool,
no,
yarn
don't do
of,
that.
A yarn
it's
of
not
wool.
Not going to help.
Happy anniversary.
A lot worse.
Get it in her favourite colour.
What? You buy a really nice, expensive bracelet, and you wrap it in wool.
Yeah. No. You can't, because that's silly. Because then the gift is the bracelet, which is not wool, is it?
Yeah. And wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah. It would. Because I need to stick to the list here.
People like you make me happy. I'm single.
It was great last year.
Why?
The gift was wood.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Practical girl, your responsible world has retirement savings, recycles, no wasting, knows the right thing to do, baby. The right thing to do, baby. The car that she drives cuts coupons to save, won't be giving it up, but until she's engaged, she knows the right thing to do, baby.
Right, right,
I
said that bit. Right,
the right thing to do, baby.
Right thing to do. Girl's credit score is 781. No red meat, she's a vegetarian. 5 days a week on the treadmill she will run. Put shopping trolleys back when she is done. Listens to Robin Banks, thinks Whole Foods fantastic. Has her own bag, no paper or plastic. She's a modern woman and she's very pragmatic. And she stops to think about it.
Practical girl, her responsible world. Loves Robin completely. Knows the right thing to do, baby. The right thing to do, baby.
Why would anyone ever do that?
Right. I just had a message in saying, I can't believe George's story. So George was going up the mountains to look at turtles. But the thing is, it is all true, right?
Yeah, this is the stuff I do on a daily basis. This is me.
You can't make this up.
No.
Even if you tried to make this up, could we keep this up?
No, it'd be too so random long. To yeah, think about it, wouldn't it?
What kind of random stuff can we make up today? I tell you what. You're going up the mountains to see turtles.
Hey. I am like the living embodiment of Cards Against Humanity or something.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
This is High FM. Something's happened and I need to make a call.
From the tone of your voice now, I'm thinking, is this something bad?
It might be bad.
Okay. Where is this person?
Should be close. Should be
so
really...
So in Oman?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, definitely in Oman. Yeah.
Are we waking them up?
Might be, yeah. Oh, we're definitely... Oh, no, we're not. That's my phone.
Yeah.
Right, hang on.
Why are you calling yourself?
Hello.
Robin?
Yeah, hi.
This is the important phone call?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I got this message last night. Oh, hang on 1 second.
Right, there we go. I was chatting to somebody last night who told me that they were calling my phone.
Oh, yes.
Do you know about this?
Yes.
And somebody else was answering it.
Yeah, because I was asked your number again to check if it was the right one.
And this is the person that has my number.
Yeah.
Right, she has my phone number and it's saved in her phone.
Which is why I gave it to her without speaking to you about it, because it was like, of course. Yeah. And the same thing happened. So then I messaged your wife to find out where you were to see if you'd lost your phone.
But I'm at home.
On your phone.
And I've got my phone with me.
Yeah, he's on his phone. He's on, I'm out at this point.
I made a phone call. So when I called this person back, she said to me, she said, I've been trying to call you with the number that's in my phone book.
Yeah.
And this Arabic man is answering.
Did she tell you what she said to him?
No, what did she say to him?
Nothing. I can put the mic down for a minute.
All right, okay.
She
thought it was me.
Yeah. I would have thought the same thing. And then she realised it wasn't me. And she phoned back again.
So she then got the phone number from you, thinking maybe it's changed in my phone book.
But didn't save it as a contact, just looked at the last three digits. You know, like you went,
that's it.
He's definitely just winding me up.
But she's called me before, so something must have happened with the phone company.
Is it a new phone or something? I'm not sure.
Oh, it's her phone.
I think it's on her end.
Right.
She got a digit wrong somewhere.
Oh, okay, so she's copied it wrong. Probably.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that the phone company has screwed up and somebody's sharing my number.
No, I don't think genuinely anyone else is on your number.
Okay.
She got it wrong and some poor guy got the fact.
He did! Oh, I wish we could say that on the radio.
So do I. In the
morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on. On High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Hello.
Poland's first lady left President Trump hanging last week. Have you seen this?
No.
She walked right past his outstretched hand and shook Melania's instead. She later apologised,
saying that she walked past Trump's hand because it was too tiny to see it. Little small hands.
Tiny hands.
Hello, small hands. Tiny hands.
1, 2, 3, ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with Hi FM.
That's IFM's Robin Banks.
Hello!
George Ryland.
There she is.
Oh, I need to give you this before I forget, actually. This is for your wife.
Okay.
She lends it to me.
It's a plastic bag.
It's something. There you go. Thank you. It's not a weapon. Well,
okay. What is... Oh.
She lent me a rolling pin.
It's a rolling pin?
Yeah.
Right there. Why did she lend you our rolling pin that I didn't even realise that we had?
So, a couple of my lovely friends had me over to dinner when I was in Plastercast.
Okay, nice.
So, I'm making dinner for them this evening.
Yeah.
So, I was cooking yesterday.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
How did it go? The you cooking?
Small fire.
Pardon? No, say that louder. Did you just say fire? Fire in your kitchen?
Fire.
Did you have a fire? Oh god, you're
there was
Ryland.
A small fire.
Oh, what happened? What did you set on fire?
A pan of oil.
Oh, a pan of oil.
I was chopping the onions. It was taking substantially longer than I thought. I turned around and the flames were up there.
Oh,
so do you know
god.
What I did?
Oh my god, what did you do? This is, it's so easy.
I know, and it's so dangerous.
It's so easy.
Oddly enough, just the day before, we'd had guys around putting fire blankets in and stuff.
Yeah.
I am not proud of this.
Okay.
I googled what to do.
While the fire is going on.
Oh, yeah, well, I was looking at it.
Your kitchen is ablaze and you're on your phone Googling.
Yeah, small fire. Yeah. So I let it burn out a bit and then I put it outside because it was just the oil burning off. I switched off the cooker and everything and everything was fine. And the pan's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We had a small fire at our house as well a couple of days ago. We had some candles and Debbie
threw... Stray romantique.
Well, yes. And Debbie threw one of her clothes and it went over that and it... went on fire.
I don't know what to do with that.
It's not what you're thinking.
Okay.
I wish it was what you're thinking. It's not what you're thinking. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up. This is Hi FM. Oman.
It's Hi FM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Morning.
I used to be a gamer. I used to love going on boys' nights, going on PlayStation, playing FIFA.
I once played Pac-Man. Yep.
There are people who spend a lot of their life just playing games
online. Yeah, I don't understand it.
And there's a guy called Ray Cox, and he had the highest gamer score on Xbox ever since they started keeping track 11 years ago.
And never once had a date.
Your score goes up the more you play games and hit achievements in them.
As your life goes down.
So clearly this guy has played an insane amount. Now, you're saying he's never had a date. That's wrong somehow, because he just dropped into second place after he took a week off Xbox to get married.
A whole week.
And go on his honeymoon.
Oh, he's a treat.
I hope his wife doesn't leave him for the new number one guy, because she wants to be with a winner.
Hi, I'm Theo, and I'm addicted to my Xbox.
That's really good, Theo. We're all very, very glad that you've come.
Well, my mum made me come. She thinks I play Call of Duty too much.
Oh, blood, that game is awesome! What level are you at?
I'm up to level 60, but I know I can complete it if she just kind of leaves me alone for like 9 or 10 hours.
Oh, blood, I'll help him complete it. I'm level 3. Prestige!
Theo, have you got anything else to say?
Yeah, I haven't had a job for like 2 years, and I get up at midday and I only eat at McDonald's.
Now we're getting somewhere. Do you want to make a change?
I don't know, maybe.
Would you like to get out of the house and experience the real world?
Sorry, Gaff, but I've never heard of that game.
It's not a game. It's called life.
I don't know. I'm a bit scared.
It's okay, Theo. We're here to help.
Well, does life use like a joystick or thumbs? Because I is way better with thumbs, you know.
This guy that we're calling now comments on every podcast
and
on my Facebook.
He's so kind.
Yeah, he's so lovely to us.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it gets funnier and funnier. And I thought it'd be a really nice idea if he starred on the podcast.
Are we sure he's got the right podcast?
So I sent him a message and he's been sending these random ones back. Here's my number, but if I don't answer, it's probably because I'm not able to answer. Not that I'm ignoring you, although if I don't know what the number is, then I'm probably ignoring you, okay?
And like, I've got another new SIM.
What am I doing? So let's dial the international access code 0044. And which number will we go to? Because he's given me a couple here.
I'd go for the first one.
All right.
Seems logical.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. This guy is it Doge or Doge?
I'm going to go with Doge.
Doge. Okay.
I don't know why.
Do you want to speak to him? Do you want to say, all right, Doge? Oh, the UK ringing tone.
Promising.
Yeah.
Sturdy ringtone.
It is, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I haven't heard this for ages. You're getting homesick.
Yeah.
Hello.
Doge?
Yes. Hello.
Ah! Yay! How are you?
Hey, listen. Good. It's Robin Banks here. Georgia Island's there.
Obviously.
Yeah. Oh, he's one of them, is he?
He's Robin.
I'm Robin. She's George. Is it Doge or is it Dodge?
Dodge.
Yes.
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 Hazy when you're right.
Ryland was saying it was Doge. And I'm going, no, I'm sure it's Dodge. All right, Dodge.
Yeah.
You download our podcast, you listen to our podcast. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You are perhaps the only one.
Been listening to you since, I don't know, since you started on KISS.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm the first person, you know, it's a bit strange, but I think the first person who called you when you started in your show to ask where the Aussie bloke was who you replaced.
Oh.
What are yours, Robin?
Oh, no.
What are yours?
I didn't know that. So the Aussie bloke who was that? Was that Ugly Phil?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Ugly Phil on KISS.
You run off because you didn't have a visa or something.
Yeah, that's not here. That's not here, by the way. If anybody's just tuned in, that's not here. That was in the UK. Not here, because everybody here is completely legal.
Moving on.
So listen, you've got a new job.
Yes, mate.
What's your new job?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm driving a bus, mate.
Driving a bus.
Are
bus
you?
Driver.
Legend.
Big red bus that no one can see.
A big red bus?
A big red bus, yes. Okay. And a bus.
We're talking double-decker? What are we talking?
Yes, double-decker.
Oh,
yes.
Mate.
Oh, I love this guy.
I'm back home.
Big Boris-type things, yes.
Oh, I need to go back to London. I missed that bit.
Has your bus got a number?
Yes.
What's the number?
Should I tell you?
Yeah, well, dude, we're in Oman.
You're talking about me stalking you.
You can't be too careful, buddy. I wouldn't give him the number. Make it up.
Dodge is on the E1. So if you happen to be listening online in London now, I mean, if you just happen to be, how cool would that be?
That would be really cool.
If you get on the bus today, the E1 in London, and you go, all right, Dodge, you freak him out.
Yeah.
If you do do that, though, can you say I'm a big fan of George?
Yeah.
Just even it up a bit.
You're that stalker bloke, yeah? Aussie guy, didn't have a visa, you know, went off. So listen, thank you so much for getting in contact and thank you so much for downloading the podcast.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
You fool.
No, it's great, man. It's, listening to you, it's something to do on the way to work.
Something
to
do. Passes the time, doesn't it?
Take that.
Run. Time, yeah.
All right, Dodge, thank you so much. And thanks for taking our call.
No worries, mate. Thanks.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Okay, you too. Bye.
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 You hang up first.
Bye.
I'm not hanging up.
Bye.
You hang up first. I love you.
No.
I love you. Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me. I'm on the bus. I'm driving the bus. I don't know who you are. See you later, dude. Bye.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
There's a shop in Australia.
Oh, Pippa, you've changed!
Twin cap, you!
It's selling glow-in-the-dark donuts.
Yeah, that's actually quite handy. Well, no, for people us that like to snack during the night, that is handy, Robin.
It's really handy for when you want a dozen donuts during the night, but you don't want to see your sad reflection in the toaster.
Robin Banks.
Don't you get it?
He's messing with our heads.
Oldest trick in the book.
Is this it?
Yeah, he's going to get it now.
He's
going to
get it right now.
Yeah.
George is getting her car today, but he hasn't got it yet. It's being delivered to her. Who does she think she is?
I know.
Any normal person would have to go get the car, hand over the money, or go to the bank with the person and do the changeover, whatever you got to do. But George, being the superstar DJ that she is, he's getting it delivered to the mall.
I'm so spoiled.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing. I love my life.
It's fantastic. This is the Jeep Wrangler. Which is what model?
Red. Even my dad's mocking me for this now. Caught up in
your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
يقول بروكس لا غرابة في أننا في دوار دائم يجعلنا نرتكب أخطاء. طالما أن الأرض لم تفتد.
Yeah, well, don't say that. Can't say that.
Why?
Well, this could be a classic song.
No, but you know, like a really posh elevator, like in the lift.
Don't dig his way out of this.
piano lounge.
يقول لورانس.
This is one of his beds.
كشف العلاقة بين الإنسان وبي.
This is Hallo we're listening to, and this is not Waffa.
I love this guy because he sounds so smooth. You see him.
ما بعتكم مرخصا.
He looks like a car crash, doesn't he?
Someone stole his hairbrush.
His dude is on now.
Maybe he's playing the piano. I would love that.
Bring me a piano.
That would be the best thing ever.
This is on Hallo now. We have no idea what the dude's name is. Who's on?
He's the sweetest thing. We have a little wave every morning. Yeah. He's so lovely.
But he's been here for, I mean, I don't know how long he's been here. But
embarrassingly long. We should know his name.
Yeah, but we've gone past the point of being able to ask him.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out elsewhere now.
If anyone knows who the guy is who's on Hallo right now, can you please let us know?
But don't let him know that we don't know.
Yeah. Send us a WhatsApp. 79010959, just with his name. Oh, and don't know why am I even doing that? Because people are obviously going to just... Yeah, his name's Ahmed. Hi, Ahmed! as he looks behind him. 609 has sent some audio.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we're asking about the dude in Hallo FM.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, his name is Ibrahim.
Rahim.
Ibrahim Al-Ghaiba.
Rahim.
I believe it's Ibrahim now.
Thank you. Right, so it's Rahim,
okay.
The dude on Hallo.
Who's going to test this, you or me?
You got to get
this is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Hi, how are you?
We are fine. I think I speak for George when I say we're fine.
I am wonderful.
No.
Yeah.
I just heard you in IFM and I liked you are talking and I wanted to join you.
Okay, fantastic.
Well,
yeah. Well, look, we've got a cup of tea here. You got your tea over there?
My tea. Yeah.
Have you got yourself a tea or a coffee?
Yeah, it's tea time, you know, carrot.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, it's tea.
Oh, carrot tea.
You've got carrot tea?
Carrot.
Carrot tea?
Not carrot.
You
have a tea with a carrot.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you remember we had it at Nana's?
Oh, we did.
Yes.
We did have it.
You are in on that?
I know, but my mind sometimes is back home. So when somebody says, and Omani says, do you want a cup of tea? I'm thinking of like...
PG Tips.
Cup of PG Tips, cup of Builder's Tea. So great, we've got a tea. So who are you?
Abdullah.
Abdullah. All right,
what
Abdullah.
What do you do, Abdullah?
I was just finished from working and going home.
Night shift.
Finished?
Yes.
Are you a doctor? Or do you work in a petrol station? Are you an oil man?
No.
What do you do?
Oman. I'm working in Oman Air.
Ah, what do you do for Oman Air?
We love Oman Air.
They're our favourite carrier.
Hi, Raj.
Yeah.
Hi, Raj. Good morning.
I'm engineer.
Do you work on the aeroplanes?
Yep. I'm engineer, but working in office.
Why is that? Is that because you're not a very good engineer? They won't let you near the planes?
Don't even look at the runway.
You just stay there. Is it because you got 20% on your engineering test?
Actually, now I'm planning to be a captain.
Fantastic. Yeah. George likes pilots.
Hey. Oh, good.
I'm over that.
Well, you never told me that.
Sorry, that was
You never told me
this
that.
This is quite a while back now.
Dude, I'm trying to set you up with this dude.
Okay, this is...
What?
This is a special news for him. Oman Air will ask for trainee pilots. They will send him outside of Oman to train him to be a pilot.
I'm George. I'm a girl.
Yeah, that's George there.
Yeah, I don't think I'd make a very good pilot. I'm a little bit...
Yes.
What do you think, Robin? Would you be willing to get on a plane that I was flying?
If you came across the intercom system... Right, and if I just heard this maniacal laugh...
Ready to go!
We're going into the mountain! We're going into the mountain! Right, dude, listen, I've had a lovely chat with you, and I'm going to let you go now.
Last thing, I want to say something for Gosh.
For who?
Oh, Gosh.
Who's Gosh?
Your friend who is laughing now.
No, that's George.
George.
Sorry, so I mean, she has a special laugh.
She does have a special laugh, doesn't she?
That's a very kind way to describe it.
I like to hear it before each song in High FM.
So, before each song, You wow. need to laugh.
That's a heavy rotation of the laugh, isn't it?
Almost as bad as Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
All right, mate, listen, thank you very much for calling up.
Loving okay? your work.
You and good thank luck becoming a captain and flying that baby.
Oh, and when you do become a captain, we're going to want to be on your friends and family list. Thanks yeah, ever yeah, so yeah. much.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Good morning,
everybody. This weekend.
You're not going to introduce the radio station for people who just tuned in?
No.
And introduce us?
No.
Why not? They could be flicking around going, oh, what's this? What's this mess? I'll make sure never to listen to this again.
In which case, it's High FM, that's Robin Banks, I'm George Ryland. So
good morning!
Note that down to yeah, avoid yeah. it. And I'm an idiot and I keep making the same mistakes.
Okay, so well, that's it then. That's
weekly,
a statement.
If not daily.
Statement.
Well, yes, but I didn't fall over. I've got scratched by the animals, but I watched yeah. Amityville Horror.
Oh, you idiot.
I know.
Know what happens when you watch movies like this.
No.
You dispel reality and the movie becomes your reality, actually in everybody else's reality.
It's really weird. And now there's just a dead screaming child. It's really horrible. But Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Is that a Japanese screaming child?
That's what happened last week.
Yeah.
It's the kind of house they don't build anymore. A relic of a time when the world wasn't in such a hurry. When there was still time for a little charm and elegance. It has stood empty for a long while. And at the price, it is a bargain. For a growing young family, it is almost too good to be true.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right.
Who's that?
My name is Omar.
Omar's on the phone.
Good morning, yeah. Omar.
So Omar heard us saying that it's been really quiet.
I've noticed that. But I'm here. I'm in touch.
You're there,
guys.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
So Omar's called. How great's that?
I'm on my way to work.
What do you work at?
I work in GMC.
The car people?
Cars.
Yeah, yeah.
You know George is getting a new car, hopefully soon.
Okay, you want a car?
Just yeah, if you want to give me a car, I'll take your car. That's yeah. absolutely fine.
No, I don't have a good car.
Well, hang on. Yeah. Omar, this could be good, you know, for your bosses, because you'll have George driving around in a GMC. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
I'd go, oh, George, how's your new GMC? And George would say,
oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Local. So yeah. just talk to your bosses and we'll get that squared away today.
Yeah, let's do that. Shall we, Omar?
Okay.
What a deal. Okay.
That sounded good. I for one, am confident.
We'll just come anytime. I'm there.
To pick up the car?
But I'm not giving you that car for free.
Oh, okay. Oh. Bye. See you then, Omar.
Yeah. Thanks anyway.
Thanks for the call.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
It's High FM. Robin Banks is there.
Hello.
I'm George Ryland. Good yes. morning.
Good morning.
You have children.
Yes,
children.
Well,
you have a children.
One. Yes. I have a child. A child.
A child. A child. One child.
Bring me another child, please.
I have none. So, we're approaching this. Am I ready? And does this make sense to you?
Mate, you're never ready. No one's ever ready.
This is a writer called Brandy Ferner who's come up with these suggestions. If you can deal with these, yeah. you can deal with a child.
Come on then, Brandy.
Let's start with number 5. You need a partner for this as well, so it turns out I'm completely not ready. But this does ring a bell from the past.
Yeah.
Ask your partner to whine everything they say for 4 years straight.
Oh, make that 18 years.
Number 4, instruct your partner to say, I'm hungry!
All the time. Even when you've just fed them. You cannot be hungry. You've just had dinner.
Okay, number 3, you get your entire arm, sweep off every book, all yeah. the bookshelves in
yeah.
the house.
Yeah, everything.
Put the books back, repeat 15 times a day yeah. for 1.5 years.
Absolutely.
Number 2, when you get the car yeah. and you're backing your big vehicle that you've got
yeah.
out of the mall and everyone's coming at you, That's the time when your partner has to shout out the song title relentlessly until you put it on for them.
Or, I need a poo. I've just asked you when we came down. You've got to wait till you go home. I can't do it, Daddy. You've got to repark and go upstairs to the bathroom.
Oh, parenthood sounds delightful. And this is my favourite one, number one.
Oh.
At your lowest moment.
Yeah.
The one where you're utterly broken. You're not sure if you can go on anymore.
Yep.
What you need to do is get your partner to grab the nearest Thomas the Tank Engine and throw it square at your head, breaking the skin.
All the time. Just please, just for 5 minutes.
Here, have these crisps. Watch some TV.
And wipe your nose.
Annie, are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a boy.
Annie, you're not. You're a girl.
No, I'm a boy.
No, you're a girl. Is Daddy a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl.
No, Daddy's a boy. What's Daddy?
Daddy's silly.
No, Daddy's not silly. Daddy's a boy. Are you a bad girl or a good girl?
A bad girl.
You're a very bad girl.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
Running around, Robin Banks, Robin Banks.
Robin Banks.
You all right?
I've been a bit silly today.
Yeah, me too.
I think.
Hey.
Go on.
You can tell it's Thursday.
Oh, why would you do that? I do think, though, having had chocolate for dinner for the past two nights,
oh, wow,
possibly it's a mistake. But on the bright side, do you know what's coming up? Week after next.
Oh, what is that?
Shark Week! This is big news in my life. I'm low-key obsessed.
You may not have known this, but you're not going to be surprised. There's a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel in the works.
Is there?
Yeah. Now, there aren't any plot details yet. I did look last night.
I presume this is about Willy Wonka and not Charlie.
Yes.
It's going to be kind of dull. It's just four people in the tiny room.
Well, Charlie wouldn't have been born yet.
Why not?
Well, no, I suppose you're right. Yeah. She's right. It could be about that, but it's not. It's about Willy Wonka when he was 29 to 35 years old.
When he started getting weird.
It sounds like an origin story. But hey, girls! Check this out. Ryan Gosling is reportedly interested in the part.
And I am all about this movie.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
What? What's up?
What was that?
Well, it was my little bit for the end of the song. That's
all. Right, okay.
Wasn't meant to be brought to air.
It was delightful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If I do feel in myself that I should do that on the radio, I might bring it to air, but I need to perfect it first.
Last night,
yeah,
I went to the vets. I wasn't feeling very well. I did have to go to the vet, so the cat had an eye infection, turns out. So
right.
I took a picture of it, and I sent it to our friend Chris. Like, do I need to do something about this? And he was like, yeah, you do. So I phoned the vet.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got a cat with an eye infection. Is that George? I was like, yeah, it is.
Oh, you didn't laugh when they answered the phone, did you?
No, I didn't. So I took the cat, and they were really lovely, like they always are in the vet. And I now have to give this cat eye drops twice a day.
Is this the cat that hates you?
I think all the cats hate me. How am I going to do this with both hands? Both hands on the cat.
Yeah.
Hand on the eye drops. I'm a bit worried about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd be worried as well. I don't like cats. I'm not a cat person.
Same. And I've got to also get some chamomile tea.
What, for the cat?
Yes. And then what I'm going to do is make the chamomile tea, let it cool, put it on a cotton wool pad to clean this eye before.
I can just see the cat on your sofa with his legs up. Bring me my tea.
Bring me my tea. Get the eye drops in properly, girl.
Weekday mornings.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The turn.